Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, it's all fun on the dance floor until an FBI agent's backflip sends his gun firing into the crowd. A new report says that women diagnosed with early breast cancer may not need chemo. And one of the biggest debates from the NBA Finals, who wore it better?
But first, Americans have never paid more money for their cars. The average monthly payment for auto loans is now $523 per month. This, according to the credit company Experian, it's an all-time high and an increase of $15 from last year. Part of the trend is due to rising interest rates. In the first quarter of 2018, the average interest on a new car loan was 5.18%. Americans are also borrowing more. Experian found the average amount borrowed is over $31,400, another record high. But because drivers want to keep their monthly payments low, their loans are also getting longer. More borrowers are agreeing to terms that are 72 months long, with some stretching to 96 months. Experian says the trend is also due to the kind of cars drivers are buying. Many of the most popular models are full-size pickup trucks and SUVs. Many of those vehicles are over $30,000 when fully loaded.
An attorney representing three women in lawsuits alleging negligence against Dr. Wendell Boutte, an Atlanta-based dermatologist, claims nearly 100 other women have reached out to her to complain about the doctor. Dr. Boutte posted videos to YouTube of her surgeries, rapping and dancing during the procedures. She's currently still practicing. And 20 years after Bill Clinton's affair with intern Monica Lewinsky was made public, the former president admits he never personally apologized to her and doesn't feel like he owes her one.
You didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No.
Clinton said he likes the Me Too movement, but doesn't agree with everything. And as the Warriors take on the Cavaliers in the NBA Finals, it's the game day fashion off the court making headlines. LeBron James wore a short suit to game one and fans went wild. But Warriors' Draymond Green wore a short suit to game two, saying, "I started that trend a long time ago." They face off for game three on Wednesday in Cleveland.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, I am hearing there's been another data breach.
That's right, Richard, a data breach. A ticket fly may have exposed the information of more than 26 million customers, according to one tracking site. We're talking personal information such as names and addresses. Apparently, passwords and credit card information were not affected. HelloFresh will now be available at your local supermarket. The meal kits will cost $15 to $20 and will take less than 30 minutes to prepare. Rival Blue Apron recently announced it will sell its kits at Costco. This as major retailers move into the meal kit business, which is estimated to be worth more than $2 billion globally. And another data sharing scandal for Facebook. A New York Times report claims the company shared users' data with phone makers, including Apple and Samsung.
And what has been Facebook's response to this?
The company has denied any privacy problems with sharing user data, claiming that the vast majority of information was stored on people's own phones, not on a company server.
Interesting. Nicole, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's yet another scientific reason why teenagers are so moody.
Yeah, that's right, Kristen. Teenagers have their moods, don't they? Well, a new study says it is not their fault. It's just their brains changing and maturing. So parents, just roll with it. Researchers at the University College London found that a teenager's brain loses 17% of its gray matter between childhood and adulthood. The study found that teenagers are also naturally producing more of the sleep hormone melatonin, which is why, well, they tend to sleep all day, if you let them. And check this out. Don't want to carry a purse around or don't have any pockets on you? Nike has the perfect solution, Fanny Pack Slides. The signature strap that holds your foot in has now been replaced by a zippered compartment. And have you ever woken up from a dream but you struggled to remember, what did I just dream about? A new study found that taking vitamin B6 regularly before going to bed helps people remember what they dreamt the next day. Researchers in South Australia believe higher doses of the vitamin could potentially lead to a person experiencing more lucid dreaming. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
That's really interesting. Thanks, Danielle. A groundbreaking new study found about 70% of patients with the most common form of breast cancer may be able to safely avoid chemotherapy. The study looked at more than 10,000 women in the early stages of breast cancer. Researchers performed a 21-gene test on the tumors, looking for genetic indicators about the likelihood of the cancer recurring. The test gives a recurrence score of 0 to 100, with lower numbers signaling a low chance of recurrence and higher numbers like a score of 26 or above signaling a higher chance of recurrence. This study examined a group of patients that fell in the mid-range with scores from 11 to 25. They split breast cancer patients with mid-range scores into two groups. One group received hormonal therapy and chemotherapy. The other received hormonal therapy but no chemo. The study found no significant difference between the chemotherapy and non-chemotherapy groups in terms of cancer recurrence. Researchers say the findings could have a huge impact on doctors and breast cancer patients, since many patients now have the option to forego the risks of chemo in their treatment plan. Now, here's a heartwarming story. A six-year-old's love for dogs helped him save more than 1,000 from kill shelters. Roman McCon created a nonprofit with his mom called Project Freedom Ride. Volunteers transport dogs from kill shelters to no-kill shelters throughout the Pacific Northwest. And to help the dogs get adopted, Roman calls families who are interested and even makes a personal video about each dog and some of its unique traits.
She's super shy. She hasn't been trained how to walk on a leash.
His mom says he got the idea after seeing a dog adoption fair when he was just 4 years old. Roman asked what was happening, and she told him the dogs were looking for homes, and that's when he decided he wanted to help.
A new safety feature for Uber users is now active on the app, and the company says it will help keep riders safe. The panic button is now functional and allows riders to call 911 right from the Uber home screen. The feature was announced in April after several sexual assault allegations against drivers. The app will display the car's location in real time so the rider can relay that information to a 911 operator. But there's an additional feature Uber is testing in some cities. The app would actually transmit important information to the dispatcher's computer screen. This includes the car's make, model, color, license plate, and location. Uber says they're also working on a panic button for drivers that will allow them to immediately call 911 in case a rider becomes violent.
Listening to music while exercising is proven to boost your workout. But don't you just hate it when sweat ruins your headphones or they're always falling out? Well, if so, that's why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a two-pack of Bond Bluetooth sport headphones at a special 69% discount. These headphones are sweat and water resistant, so you can work out as hard as you want and even use them when you're swimming. They have high-quality stereo sound and a built-in microphone for hands-free phone calls. You can get them in red or black, and they come with a case to keep them safe and clean in your bag. The two-pack of Bond Bluetooth sport headphones retails for $80, but today you can buy them for just $25. That's a 69% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last.
Denver police are investigating an accidental shooting after an off-duty FBI agent performed a dance move and discharged his gun. Video shared on social media shows a gun falling from a holster when the agent is doing a backflip. He appears to fire the weapon after picking it up from the floor.
Thank goodness the injuries were non-life-threatening. That person's okay and everything, but wow, how crazy that this would happen.
Yeah.
You know, or that he wouldn't think of when he was going to do his fancy dance moves, that he wouldn't think about removing the gun, maybe.
It's a lesson about showing off, Kristen.
Exactly. Before you do that backflip, you might want to check your holster.
Someone shout, break a leg.
FBI's not saying a lot right now about this.
I mean, I imagine he's going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
You would have, I mean, I don't know. I'm not prejudging it. You would assume that if you do a dance flip at a party and drop your gun and shoot someone. Sadly, someone getting shot in the leg will now overshadow the memory of a great backflip.
You're right about that one. Okay, how about this story? The Guardian asked readers to send in the craziest white lies their mom told them when they were kids. Some are variations on the classics, like your face getting stuck, making a funny expression. Hmm. Others are more creative. These are really good. Like, for example, in order to keep kids from stealing pennies from water fountains, this girl's mom told her the water was electrified and they would die. Who thinks of that?
That is funny.
That's very creative. Okay, good job, Mom.
So these have only just been submitted to The Guardian, but they read like they were submitted in the 19th century. Cara in Washington, D.C., if you sew on a Sunday, you'll spend eternity in hell picking out the stitches with your nose.
Oh.
I imagine that's a big issue with my children.
That's really intense.
I know you want to sew this Sunday.
Yeah.
But please, put the needle down.
Yeah. Listen, I remember when I was younger and my sister had a really bad stomach ache. And my dad said, put your hand out. And she did. And he put a quarter in there. And he said, as long as you hold this, you're going to feel great. And the whole day she was like, I got my quarter. I feel so much better. Yeah. And it works. It's like a mind
But that's
thing.
Not necessarily a lie. Yeah, I mean, that's
totally a lie.
No, it's not, because if you believe it, then psychologically it can make you feel, it's like a placebo effect.
Yeah, exactly.
But actually, if you believe that can happen, there may be some actual real psychological truth to it.
Are you condoning lying? I think that's what he just did here.
I would never do that.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, the program Outward Bound teaches outdoor leadership skills, but for a group of inner-city high school students, the experience has a deeper impact. Recently, Vice Principal Jessica McAdamney took several students for a day of team building.
It's a lot harder to support somebody and encourage somebody, but that's what we're asking from you all today.
Through group challenges and ropes courses, the teens learned leadership, trust, and gained self-esteem. Our next story from Fox 32 Chicago. Cancer Survivor Beauty and Support Day is an annual event that takes place on the first Tuesday in June. Liz Grabsheed will never forget her experience at the Femme Day Spa in Highland Park, the first salon to participate in the event.
I started to come here and I started to meet other people going through exactly what I was going through and even more.
4,300 salons across the country will offer services to men and women who have battled cancer of any type. Our final story from Fox 4 Dallas. Social media has fallen in love with a photo of an officer comforting a child at the scene of an accident. Thanks to seatbelts, the family involved in the car crash was safe. But an event like this can be scary, especially for kids. So while the parents were being tended to, Officer Donald Boyce stepped in to keep the children calm.
That could be my child, too, and I'd want somebody treating my child the same way.
The heartwarming photos highlighted an often unseen side of law enforcement. An Ohio man filed a lawsuit claiming U.S. Customs took more than $58,000 of cash from him without ever charging him with a crime. The Washington Post reports Rustem Kazazi was flying to Albania with the cash in his carry-on luggage. Customs agents at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport seized the money, saying they suspect that he was involved in drug trafficking or money laundering. He denies that and was never charged with a crime. Now, there are several details that come into play here that I find interesting. For one, he had the cash on hand because a lot of times internationally, when you wire money, there is, you know, money fraud and people can illegally intercept that. So trying to avoid that, he put the cash on hand. When they quarantined him, they strip searched him, which he says was humiliating and a violation of his rights. They found nothing, yet he still hasn't gotten his money back.
Well, what's interesting is it's an area of law that I didn't know about, but it does mean that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Force can actually seize money from you even if they have no actual evidence you've done anything wrong.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is it was all a bit suspicious.
Right.
They said that he artfully concealed the currency, whatever that means. But it is amazing that they have presented no evidence that he got the money in a dodgy fashion. None at all, and yet the government can keep the money.
Right.
It's pretty extraordinary. Mm-hmm. Two New York fifth graders petitioned their school board to get rid of homework, and board members are considering the proposal. Some national studies have shown homework for younger students doesn't actually help with learning. Uh-huh. It's great, this. I agree with that. I, as a parent, my kids are very young, as you know, and so are yours, but I'm not interested in schools pushing my kids academically, certainly not for a while. I just want it to be relaxed. I want them to be happy. I want to look forward to it.
Yeah.
And I think having a load of homework hanging over you probably turns school into a negative experience for a lot of kids. I think it's quite sensible.
I think that the sheer amount of homework is the issue in my mind. So many friends who have older kids, they get a lot of homework.
What
I think maybe just a little bit of homework, like fourth grade.
Yeah.
Fifth grade, yeah.
And
so
it could be like a couple of hours of work. And my kid's homework right now is only six. It's like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Having an hour or two's worth hanging over you.
Yeah, it kind of takes away from family time anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. Okay, how about this story? The divorce rate in China is increasing. Some cities are making couples take a marriage and family exam before they are allowed to split up, before they're legally allowed to split up. So, wow, this is in China, like I said, and there are three sections. There are fill in the blank, short answer, and there's an essay portion. Speaking of homework, this is a different kind of homework. What do you think about this?
It's quite a kind of gentle policy, isn't it? You know, China, which is not a democracy, can be a bit more blunt at times. You're all having one kid.
Yes.
Right, this is actually something quite charming about this. It's just, you know, what's your biggest problem at the moment? What's the biggest point of contention between the two of you right now is one of the questions. So it's sort of fine.
It's like, who does how do you divide the chores? I think it's fine until you get to the part where they get to decide whether or not you're allowed to split up.
That's when it gets a bit weird. I mean, it is.
In the least.
All you would do is you would try and answer this as badly as you can.
Right.
But I think in China, being truthful is probably valued more highly than it is in the West.
Probably.
I'd just tank it immediately.
Summertime means people's pollen allergies are acting up, but one popular natural remedy might not actually work. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity podcast, joins us from his studio to talk about it. So, Cody, I hear eating honey doesn't help ease pollen allergies?
That's right, Kristen. Local honey is delicious, but it will not fix your seasonal allergies. Here's the myth. Seasonal allergies are caused by pollen. Bees use pollen to make honey, eat the honey made by local bees, and develop a tolerance. Sounds good, right? Well, the vast majority of seasonal allergies are caused by pollen from trees and grasses in the summer and ragweed in the fall. You're plagued by pollen during these seasons because those trees and grasses are wind pollinators that release their pollen into the air. Bees usually pollinate plants that don't have the right equipment to let the wind do the work. That means that the pollen you might get in your honey isn't even the pollen you're allergic to. But the main thing is that bees don't even make honey from pollen. They make it from nectar. So any pollen that gets in the honey probably got there by accident. Science says that's usually not enough to help you build up a tolerance. If you need relief, then just reach for antihistamine medication. It's not as tasty on toast, but it gets the job done. Kristen?
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on curiosity.com. 15-year-old Tilly Burlock is the starting catcher on her Toronto High School boys varsity baseball team. She's also the only Canadian girl that will be attending the first ever MLB camp for girls in Florida. Tilly is super excited and said, "I definitely think that Major League Baseball doing this is basically saying that they support women playing baseball and that they'd be open to women playing in the MLB." She's one of 65 girls that will attend the four-day training camp in Vero Beach called the Girls Baseball Breakthrough Series. MLB execs say the camp is part of its dedicated efforts to support women choosing to play our game. Here's hoping we see Tilly catching one day for the Blue Jays.
The 2018 hurricane season has officially begun. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts there will be between 10 and 60 named storms between June the 1st and November 30th. 5 to 9 of those could become hurricanes. Nearly 7 million homes are at risk of being damaged or destroyed. The cost of repairs is estimated at $1.6 trillion. That's higher than in 2017, when Harvey, Irma, and Maria did a combined $265 billion in damage. Government officials are urging homeowners and renters to make sure they're financially prepared. Homeowners should check their insurance policy to see if it has a hurricane deductible. Many policies don't include insurance for flooding, which often causes the most damage. Coverage can be purchased through the federal government's National Flood Insurance Program. Renters should also look into insurance for their belongings. A list of the areas most likely to be affected is on the Top 30 TV Facebook page. A judge has made his decision regarding a lawsuit filed by the makers of Sesame Street against Melissa McCarthy's new movie called The Happy Time Murders. The movie is an R-rated comedy with adult themes like violence, drug use, and profanity. The tagline for the movie is "No Sesame, All Street." The makers of Sesame Street argued the use of that phrase could tarnish its brand and claims that parents and children may think Sesame Street was endorsing the movie. A judge ruled against Sesame Street, saying they didn't demonstrate moviegoers were confused, and the tagline made it clear the movie and TV show are different. Happy Time Murders is directed by the late Jim Henson's son, Brian Henson. Jim Henson created the Muppets and helped develop characters for Sesame Street. The movie is scheduled to hit theaters in August.
Okay, well, that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. A new report breaks down the cities where it's cheaper to take Uber than to own a car. Plus, feeling disgusted might not be pleasant, but scientists say it can help you stay healthy. And when this baseball fan had his beloved Dodgers hat stolen, the team stepped up in a big way. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.